Thank you. Super excited to be with you today. So imagine you join a small SOE team, and on your first 3 months, you have an outage so big that your company availability is at risk. Your team's safety is at risk. And you have to change the way you work. So my talk is a story about that incident. The organization changes we made, the impact on the team, and the lessons we learned from that. So first, let me introduce myself. I'm Alex. I'm an engineering manager at Intercom. I joined this company almost 2 years and a half ago now. And Intercom is a customer communication platform. Our mission is to make internet business personal, and we provide a clean and beautiful interface for everybody in the business, in the company, to talk to their customers. And we're going pretty rapidly. On this graph, what you can see is the number of conversations created on the platform. So currently, we create almost 400 million conversations a month. It means that every day we create on the platform more than 13 million conversations. And it has an impact on all our infrastructure, and we store all the conversation in a data store, in database MySQL. So my talk is gonna mainly focus on this part of the graph. It was end of last year. We had a huge jump in growth, so it was a really, really good thing for us business. But clearly, we were not prepared for that. Our database almost broke, and things started to get really bad. We had multiple downtimes. Our availability, we aimed for 3.9 availability, and our availability was at risk. Our CPU usage was hitting 80% pretty often, quite often, and almost all our metrics were trending up. Commit latency and so on. So after some analysis, we found that we had a 66% increase in query volume on our main database in 6 months' time. And as I said before, we are clearly not prepared for that. Most of the time when we have a problem with our database, we use a wonderful tool created by our CTO, SQL fingerprinting, that allows us to track all queries hitting the database. And thanks to this tool, we're able to figure out what service triggered that query, what part of the code triggered that query, and based on that, based on part of the code that triggered that query, we are able to reach out to the responsible team for that part of the code and to ask them to fix the query or to change the query or to add an index, things like that. And it's really a great tool, and we're able to get dashboards like that per query. So we're able to find top queries, to reach out to the responsible team, and I would say that most of the time it works. It works pretty well. But that time it didn't work. That time it seemed that just the database was doing too much work. And we are just reaching the tipping point of our database. We had high number of pages, so high number of pages in and out of office hours, multiple downtimes because of our main data store, and no obvious way to mitigate. So as SOE team, we're working on that. We're trying to find solutions and to prioritize all that work on our database. But as you can see on this graph, showing number of pages per week, so we had some duplicate, but on this specific week, the on-call engineer were paged 40 times. So 40 times out of office hours. And so even if we had some duplicates, we can say that it was at least 20 times. And out of office hours for Intercom mean that it's between 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. in the morning. So concretely, our on-call engineer have been paid during the evening and during the night with an average of 5 times a day. So it was clearly unsustainable for us to continue like that. And we had to change something. We had to change our way to work. Clearly, the safety of our team and our company availability were at risk at that time. And we decided to think, to step back a bit, to think about our way to work. So if we think about our way to work, let's say we have 3 different modes, 3 different colors. The labels are not super important. But mainly we have the red label where you can say that it's a firefighting mode, where you drop everything and you focus only on one thing. And you have the preventive mode, where it's an amber mode, where you know that something's going to break, and you need to prioritize that. You need to work on it to be sure that you're going to fix it before it breaks. And you have the green state, where you're mainly focused on proactive things, where your focus is to scale the business or be able to scale your infrastructure to get more customers or bigger customers. And if we go back to our database problem, clearly we are in the red mode. And we are clearly in a firefighting mode. And we have to think about, okay, what does that mean for us? Clearly, we need to keep intercom up, and we need to involve enough people and enough resources from the company to do that. So what we did is a massive effort, and we asked all engineering team to drop everything, drop all their projects, and to help us to do whatever we can to make the database healthier. So we had more than 25 engineers involved and for 4 SREs. And I know that it can sound a bit crazy like that, but we did multiple meetings with more than 25 engineers in the room. And it worked pretty well. It worked pretty well because we were really highly focused on only one thing. What can we do to keep intercom up? What can we do to be sure that we're going to make progress then over the next couple of hours? And we did meetings like that every 3 hours with 25 engineers. So as you can imagine, it was not sustainable, but we had only one goal to keep intercom up. Our availability was at risk. And we did a bunch of things. I'm not gonna go into too much details on that, but mainly we asked product teams to get rid of some bad database usages, like for example using MySQL table as a message queue. Or we also move a lot of our queries to some replica. We did multiple schema optimizations. And with more than 25 engineers involved, it was really risky to do things like that. But in 3 days, we have been able to get huge impact and great success. We had no downtime. So honestly, it was it was a bit unexpected, but we are clearly no downtime during these 3 days, and we have been able to reduce our query volume by 25%. So what does that mean for us? It means that the database was healthier than 1 month before. And in terms of metrics, on this graph you can see our CPU usage on our database, and we move from a really spiky load hitting 80% quite often to something way more stable with a CPU usage stable below 50%. So it was great. It was a huge success for this company. We are super happy about that. But we knew that it was just the beginning of something bigger. We still need to do a bunch of work on that, to be sure that we're going to continue to make progress. And if we go back to my previous chart, clearly we are now in the amber mode. We wanted to do something preventive to be sure that we're going to continue to make progress, to not be in the same situation again in a couple of months. So we move to the Ember mode, and we bring a new organization to the team, completely focused on project and ownership with one owner per project. We did multiple weekly lunch and learn sessions to share ideas. We are completely focused on continuous improvement, so we almost reduce our planning session to zero because we just wanted to make progress on the DB. And we also did regular listen to learn sessions to share what we learned, what worked, what didn't work as project and how to how we want to continue to make progress on it. But long story short, it didn't work out. Even if some of those items are maybe familiar for you, some of them are really best practices, for us it didn't work. And mainly it didn't work because if I go back to my initial chart, an important part was missing there. It was not about only the database health. It was also the team health that was an important input to know what was the correct organization for us. And clearly, at that time, my team and myself felt pretty guilty about what happened before. And our team was responsible for availability, scalability, and performance of Intercom, and we had a huge outage. Our availability was at risk, so clearly we're not ready to move to a different organization, not yet. So if we use that new input and we add that to the chart on two different axes, we can see that clearly our team health was in the red mode. And it means that we are not ready to move to the Ember mode and the preventive mode. We are still in firefighting mode. But that time, it was not for the same goal. That time, the firefighting mode was focused on keeping the team up, not Intercom up. And it was super important because clearly the morale of the team was trending down. And we are not ready to do what we should do together to make progress on our availability. So after some chats, we figured out that we had some misalignment. First, we had no clear target, and continuous improvement was great, but with no clear target, it was not easy for people in the team to understand the expectation and what really we wanted to achieve together. And the other thing is we still had too many pages. And too many pages after a big outage like that mean that almost, let's say, 50% of the team was focused on checking graphs every time we had a small incident. So as a consequence, we had no headspace in the team to think strategically of the next project we should start to make things better, to improve our availability. So we focus on reducing our number of pages. And it was something really big. It was a huge project. But in a couple of months, we have been able to reduce our number of pages by 80%. And honestly, I think it's the best thing we've done around that time. The team was not the same after that. We moved from 2 pages a day to 2 pages a week, just to give you an idea about what this graph is about. And it freed a lot of time to think about, okay, now we have some headspace to think about what will be the next project for Steam. And about the alignment problem, we put a poster like that on the whiteboard that defined what is the current situation. So for example, DB is under constant pressure, CPU usage is really high, we had some bad databases usages. And also, what is the definition of done? What does that mean to make progress, to achieve the project for improving our database availability? And something like being sure that CPU usage is is always below 50%, ensure that we have less than 10 case selects per second. It was our definition of done for that project. And as soon as we put that on the whiteboard, it made things really easier for Steam. And now we are fully aligned. We had some headspace to think strategically. So it means that we are back to the Ember mode. We are back to thinking about what we can do to be sure that we are not going to be in the same situation again. So we move back to the preventive mode, but that time it was the right time. That time the database health and the team health were on the same Ember level. So once again, we did a bunch of things. And I'm not going to go into too much details. Our goal was to hit our definition of done. We did some technical project like some database settings tuning. Also, we continue to improve our dashboard and alarm just to be sure that we are going to continue to make progress on our number of pages. And we arranged a MySQL training. I think it was 2 or 3 days MySQL training just to build context about internals of our database and being sure that we have more context and more information to prioritize the right thing. So we hit our definition of done. It was a great milestone, a great success for our team. As I said before, we reduced our number of pages by 80%. And honestly, at that time, it was just awesome to be that team. Everything was green. We are back to green. Our availability was aiming to 4.9. We are super happy about that. Our number of pages, we had maybe 1 or 2 pages a month. It was really great. So if we go back to the chart, clearly it was maybe time to think about the future of Steam, to think about, okay, now maybe we should build a roadmap about what we're gonna do together over the next year or the next couple of months. So we moved to the proactive mode. And we started to think about, okay, let's build a roadmap together, let's think about the future of Steam. And I was pretty sure it should be super easy, because for me, I was thinking that it would just mean to go back to the same organization we had before the outage, before the huge incident. But it didn't work like that. Instead of that, we started to bring high level of ambiguity to Steam. What's next? A lot of questions like, what should we prioritize now? Do we still need someone on call 24/7 when we are only 2 pages a month? And the team all was really trending down. And it was not easy to answer to these questions without a complete reorganization of Steam and maybe multiple teams. So if we go back once again on my work mode, clearly we are no more full green. Clearly the team health was back to Ember. And it means that we had to do something preventive to ensure that we're going to mitigate the problem and we're going to bring more safety and less ambiguity to the team about what the future look like. So we step back a bit and we organize a team week. We just achieved a great milestone, so we had some space to organize something like that. So we did a hackathon to allow people in the team to create some crazy project, to think about interesting things they would like to work on. We had multiple chats about the team, about our team organization, about our mission and values, and we also took some time to do other activities like karting and dinner together. So it was pretty good, except I'm a terrible driver. It worked pretty well. And at the end of the week, we had a new project, thanks to the hackathon. We started a new doc about our mission, vision, and values for our team. We started to think about a new on-call organization that line up with now our new number of pages. And as it was a great milestone, it was time to celebrate, so we also made some new custom t-shirt for our team. So if I go back and I think about the lessons we learned over the incident and over our journey from the firefighting mode to the proactive model. We said, and clearly, we should never underestimate the work and the iterative process needed for moving to a new work mode. Clearly, multiple times, we tried to move to a different organization too quickly. And we had to go back, and so on. It's super important also to align your organization setup with the current situation and the morale of Steam. As I said before, continuous improvement, lunch and learn session work pretty well in multiple teams. And at Intercom, for example, multiple teams used a lunch and learn session. It worked really well, but it didn't work for our team because it was not the right thing for us. And the right thing for us was to clearly focus on our number of pages and get a full alignment of what we want to achieve together. And as the last lessons learned, I think it's super important to understand that even with good news and good results, like reducing number of pages, achieving high availability, it can come with consequence and can imply radical changes. We had to step back and to think about how we work, what will be the future of Steam, what is our mission, and reorganize multiple things in Steam.